Odyssey fans, I'm Bob, producer of the Odyssey Adventure Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Adventures in Odyssey Clubhouse Magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Today we're hearing from Gunnar Sizemore. Gunnar voices Matthew Parker in The Ties That Bind, and part one airs this weekend.
We talked with Gunnar about stepping into Zach Callison's shoes, rock climbing, learning Chinese, and playing the drums.
I can't believe we fit all of that into one interview. Here we go.
Gunnar, thanks for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Now, Gunnar, your dad, Kevin Sizemore, is an actor. So I have to ask, did you always want to be an actor and sort of follow in your father's footsteps?
Well, I'm a big movie guy and I'm a big TV guy. So I watch a lot of that stuff. I guess you could say that I've been into it for a very long time.
Now, when was your first acting job? How old were you then?
I was about 3.
Wow.
And I booked a Juicy Juice commercial. And that same year, I got a SAG card.
Okay.
And your mom was on TV, too. She was a fitness coach, and she even has a credit as a stunt double. Is that true?
Yeah. Before she met my dad, she was a stunt double.
Wow. Don't mess with mom.
Oh.
Eat your vegetables, clean your room. Well, listen, in this series, Gunnar, The Ties That Bind, you have a job that some actors don't always like. It's taking over a role for another actor. In this case, Zach Callison, as much as we love him, he was starting to sound a little too old for the part of Matthew. How did we find you?
Well, I sent through an audition a couple months ago, I think. Yeah. And you guys picked it up. And, my mom and my dad said, we like him. Mom was bringing him in. Well, so that's how you guys got me.
Now, did you listen to the other shows where Zach was playing Matthew, or did you just try to come at it totally fresh from your old perspective?
We listened to some of them.
Okay.
So we kind of had an idea before we went in.
When you got into the studio, did the director and writer, Paul McCusker, did he sit down with you and talk to you a little bit about the character and his history?
Yeah, he helped me out with the character.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you've gotten to know the character of Matthew, are there any ways that you're similar to the character that you play on Odyssey?
Well, we both are pretty smart.
Okay.
And I guess we're around the same age. Yeah, we're around the same age.
Are you 10 years old?
Just about
10.
Okay.
Well, Matthew knows a lot about technology. In fact, I think he knows a lot more than some of the adults around him. Are you pretty tech savvy as well?
Yeah, my parents know who to call when they have a problem with their computer.
That sounds like Matthew.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> Now, I know that a lot of our actors enjoy working with Paul McCusker, who, of course, writes a lot of the episodes and is a director. So give us an example of maybe a piece of direction that Paul gave you that helped you play a scene a certain way.
Well, after a scene, he would probably say, try it this way. And he would give me a couple of different ways to do it so then he could choose.
So how was Paul to work with? You can be honest with us.
He's a very good guy. Very good guy.
Great. I know he'll be very excited to hear that you think so. That's really awesome. Have you worked with a lot of different directors? What's it like having to adjust? Because I guess everybody has their own way of doing things, huh?
Yeah, I've met a lot of different directors. A lot. And they all like things differently. They all have a different style.
Now, you played a lot of scenes with Emily Jones, who is played by Christina Puccelli. What kinds of things did the two of you talk about between the takes? Because obviously you're not always in the studio acting. Sometimes there's a little bit of downtime.
Yeah, we would eat lunch. We would just make jokes. We would like run through the scene sometimes. Yeah, we'd do stuff like that.
Now, in addition to the acting, I know that you also play some musical instruments. So what kind of instruments are your favorites to play?
I love playing the drums, and I love playing guitar, and I love playing the piano.
Wow.
I hear you're a pretty good harmonica player, too.
I have a little bit of practice. Not a lot. I'm getting there.
Do you have a favorite?
Drums, probably.
Okay.
So, all right, you got to tell us why. I need to know. Why the drums?
All right. I would choose the drums because it kind of keeps the song going, it keeps the beat going, and it's just really fun to play because you get to do all these crazy things.
You know, you got another drummer there in the Odyssey world. Robbie Bruce has his own band. He plays Buck, of course, and he's a drummer. So maybe the two of you guys can do a little drumming next time you're in the studio.
Sure.
Well, you starred in a Christian short film. It was called Heartfall, and that was part of the 168 film project. Tell us a little bit about 168 and about that movie itself.
Well, 168 is a Christian film festival, mm-hmm. and you have all sorts of different directors, and they have a crew, and you have 168 hours to shoot the film. And you have to shoot every single part. You have to edit it. You have to add the sound. And only 168 hours.
Wow.
And the movie, it's about this family. And the dad, he's very selfish. And he's like, I'll do what I want. And I'll take my son to do it. So he takes me rock climbing. And I fall 40 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you get connected with this particular director?
Well, Joss Riggs. He directed my dad in two other films in the 168, 2 years. So that's how I met him.
Okay.
Well, I know you're too modest to tell us this, but you were nominated for Best Actor in that festival, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And your dad actually won the Supporting Actor Award for the same festival. That must have been pretty fun, huh?
Yeah, I'm very proud of my dad.
Now, I have to ask, because you were rock climbing and fell, had you gone rock climbing before, or did you do anything special to prepare for those scenes?
Well, actually, I used to climb on little rock walls.
Okay.
And that kind of got me ready, so we strapped in, and my dad's like, if anything goes wrong, let's make a code word. What should it be? So I just yell. Help! So help was our code word if anything goes wrong.
So let me,
and I yelled that about 20 times.
Well, let me ask you a question about school, because I know a lot of times young actors will have school, you know, kind of be homeschooled or schooled on the set, that kind of thing. What's school look like for you?
Well, it depends on what teacher I have. I remember I did this short film, and there was an awesome set teacher. Because it's like we shot in the summer, I think, or mm-hmm. like on a weekend. Oh, we had this awesome set teacher, and she would always bring games and stuff. So we called her Teach.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite subject when you're on set school?
I love math and I love reading.
Yeah, that's a good combination.
Now, I also know that you speak Mandarin. And that's not a normal language for a lot of kids that learn these days. So how did you get into learning Mandarin?
Well, me and my parents were looking at different languages to learn. So they're like, what language do you want to learn? And I'm like, I guess I'll try Chinese. I mean, it looks pretty fun. So we went in, I had a good time, so now we're doing it.
Now, I know in that language that just sometimes the way you say a certain word in a certain tone, it can be the same word, but it can mean something totally different. Is that right?
Yes.
Can you give us an example of a word, like if you said it one way, it means one thing, but if you say it another way, it means something else?
So, for example, you could say like mao, and it can mean cat, and then you could say mao, and it can mean banana. It's amazing how they just tweak it a little bit and it's something completely different.
You gotta be really careful if you're gonna order a banana split, huh?
Yeah. The cat split coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you say goodbye and thanks for listening in Mandarin?
Yes, I can.
Awesome.
That sounded good to me.
That's great. Well, and we say to you, Gunnar, goodbye and thank you for being with us.
Thank you guys for having me. Have a great time.
Thanks so much, Gunnar.
Bye.
You can hear Gunnar as Matthew Parker in the series The Ties That Bind. Part 1 airs this weekend on the radio and online.
You can also go back about 5 episodes and hear Part 1 right here on the podcast feed. Or if you're short on time, here's a quick preview.
On the next adventure in Odyssey...
Why is Pastor Juan meeting with Eugene and Katrina?
Well, he wants to talk to them about Buck.
Buck, who was part of the big counterfeit scam and is now in juvenile detention, that Buck?
One and the same.
I'm asking you to consider becoming the halfway house for Buck.
What? You want Buck to live here?
What will the Melsners do? Find out on the next adventure in Odyssey.
The Buck story is an exciting one, and Jesse, that's one I know a lot of listeners have been wanting to hear for a long time.
Oh yeah, fans have been asking about Buck ever since the last episode of the Green Ring Conspiracy. In fact, Robbie's our November cover story in Clubhouse Magazine.
That's right, but his story is just one of about 10 weaving their way through this special 14-part series. Believe me when I say this is a big one for Odyssey.
You can use our website to find a radio station in your area, or if you can't wait to hear this show, you can download the entire series at witsend.com.
And of course, you can hear the whole series, along with pretty much every other Adventures in Odyssey episode, in the Odyssey Adventure Club. Visit oaclub.org to join today.
Well, that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Those websites again are witsend.org and oaclub.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.